We're on the telephone with David Nelson. David is a global strategist with the Rabobank Food and Agribusiness Research and Advisory Team. And that group has just put out a new report entitled Where's the Beef?, which anticipates meat and poultry production declines of nearly 5% in 2012, and also talks about the impact that could have on corn demand. Well, David, let's talk about the report that you released today, and those are some pretty significant declines you're looking at there.
Well, in cattle, the drought in Texas and the surrounding area is obviously causing major herd liquidation, which means a lot more beef coming to market over the next 6 months. But after we get through the calf and the python, there's going to be an awful lot less beef coming to market. And so with reduced supplies, prices are likely to respond. And we also see the chicken industry making cutbacks given the large losses the industry is suffering, and believe that chicken production, even in the fourth quarter of this year, to be down 4% year over year.
And as far as pork production is concerned?
Pork production is holding fairly steady in a supply-demand balance. Actually, as we speak here today, the hog market is up quite strongly despite a perhaps modestly bearish hogs and pigs report last night, given strong demand. But overall, we see hogs the hog market roughly in balance. But if corn prices move back up, potentially more potentially some liquidation.
So as far as total meat and poultry supplies in 2012, again, you're looking at about 5% decrease?
By the time we get to the second half of 2012, we think the number will be in that ballpark early on in 2012, given that we'll have more beef coming to market as a function of that herd liquidation. Meat supplies won't be down quite so precipitously in the first quarter, but by the second quarter, we think the market will feel the impact of these declines in a significant way.
Now, you note here you expect the decline will create concerns for everyone from food service operators to corn producers.
Well, it's when we're looking at declines of this magnitude, I don't think we've seen protein production declines of this magnitude in history, that it becomes an issue not just of price but of availability for those that want to have assured supply.
And, of course, that would include domestic consumption as well as growing consumption in foreign countries.
Well, we export, a little over 10% of our beef production, about 20% of our chicken production, and over 20% of our pork production now. But our beef export customers, given the precipitous decline we expect to start seeing in beef production starting sometime in Q2, those customers will, may need to look elsewhere, such as Australia or Brazil, for supplies. And we do see herds expanding in those two export competitor countries.
And what about the impact on corn demand?
Well, if we have if we feed fewer numbers of livestock and poultry, we're going to have less corn demand. Just some very simple what-if analysis. We estimate that the decline by the second half of 2012 could be as much as, on an apples-to-apples basis, 150 million bushels, potentially on the full calendar year 2012, 200 million bushels.
Do you get into projecting price forecasts at all?
We've looked at some simple what-if analysis. We don't have hard and fast price forecasts right now, but we did, in the report, produce some scattergraphs that ignore some other important factors like competitive meat supplies. But in doing so, if we look at just the decline in beef supplies relative to, and can assume a continued 1% decline in beef consumption per capita, we see live cattle prices, which could average, we think, about $113 per hundredweight this year, maybe $116 per hundredweight next year. But if chicken production continues to decline, as we're seeing now, you know, that could be even more, even higher.
And another factor, of course, will be any possible consumer resistance to higher retail prices.
Well, that's certainly possible. When we'll see in that we're clearly in uncharted territory, which is very interesting. But when you look at meat prices that many consumers pay in the rest of the world, our consumer retail prices for beef, pork, and chicken are substantially lower than what many people in many countries pay.
But I guess if we can go back and just kind of summarize the numbers you're talking about here, I use the term significant, but it sounds like a pretty major decline in protein production.
Yeah, it's an inherent reaction of the livestock and poultry industry to the structurally higher and more volatile feed input costs that are a function of many things, including rising demand in the developing world, not just for grain, but especially for meat protein, and also a relatively structural shift to the Russia-Ukraine Black Sea region for incremental grain production, where output is inherently volatile due to unreliable weather.